What up, what up? It's Jay from Jay's Podcast, and this is episode 2 of my podcast. So, today's topic is, in the last one I kind of talked about motivation or inspiration. Today I just want to get on here and just talk, shoot the breeze and just speak from the heart. I take that back. Maybe it's going to have something to do with inspiration. I've been busy as of late. Been dealing with a lot of problems. Everybody deals with problems. No excuses. I think the problem, is we think about the problem too much and we don't think about how we're going to get through something. We only think about the issue that we have to deal with right now. You know what I'm saying? It's not going to be easy, but it's always, you have to really envision what you want to do. I think the problem with a lot of folks is they only think about the problem. They don't think about how they're going to get through it. Sometimes there is not really a solution to whatever it is. Sometimes it's out of your control and there's nothing you can do about it. And, you just have to leave it and let the rest sort itself out, things are going to get tough and things are going to seem like they're impassable and impossible, but what people fail to understand is nothing is impossible. It's all possible. You just have to envision yourself doing whatever, or envision yourself getting through it, and you'll be fine. I think the problem with some folks, people that have depression and all these other problems is they think about too much of the problems. And I'm not knocking anybody. I myself am guilty very much of this problem. My advice to anybody and everybody would be, just find a way to get through it and envision it. You have a goal that maybe is a couple months from now, a couple years from now. Well, maybe not a couple years from now, but maybe a year from now. Envisioning yourself doing that will absolutely help you. You're having a rough time, you get up out of bed and you're fixing to go to work or whatever you're doing, maybe school. You're like, man, I don't want to do this. And then you're like, I got this to look forward to. And that's what my grandma always said was, at least I will give you something to look forward to get you through that day. And, sometimes you're just going to be like, nah, I don't want to do this. And then you think about it and you're like, nah, let's do it. Let's get up and freaking go, get off our tail, and go make some stuff happen, I think it's important to always have that thought, always have that goal, always envisioning something. It's gonna help you when you're having very big problems, and it's going to help propel you to whatever it is that you're trying to do. You're trying to start a business, you're trying to start a clothing line, you're trying to be something more, whatever it is, it's going to help you. And that's no lie. When I first started, trying to figure out ideas of what I want to do in my life, I didn't really know what I wanted, and I just kind of went for it, and it paid off. And you know, it's kind of like this podcast. You know, I mean, I don't really know exactly what I want to do yet in terms of podcasts, but I do know I want to speak from the heart. You know, nothing's from the script, nothing's from, I'm not reading it from a book, I'm not reading it from anywhere, nowhere. I think it's important to be true to yourself and speak the truth, you know, and if it's blunt, bro, because not everybody's gonna like it, but you know, if you get mad, you know, it might be the truth. And you know, the old phrase that your mom always said was, everybody wants the truth, but nobody can handle the truth. And that speaks volumes, my friends. You know, you have to just, you know, someone, you know, you have to just be okay with it. And, you know, like if someone's like, hey bro, or hey, can you freaking tell me the truth or whatever, or be, what's your honest opinion? Oh, you want my honest opinion? You know, I've got to a point now where it's like, if someone asks my opinion, I'm like, yo, do you want the truth? You're not gonna get mad if I tell you? And if they're like, and they're like, nah, okay, well then tell them, man. Tell them. That's what I do. And if they get mad, they get mad, man, because you know, you ask them and they receive. You ask and you shall receive, as the phrase would go. You know, I think it's important, man. I mean, I think it's important to be true to yourself, man. Tell the truth, bro. Like, never not think that it's not good to tell the truth, because it is, man. So that's what I really wanted to talk about. Is, you know, just scatterbrain all over the place. You know, no real, what do you want to call it? No real, routine, no real, it's not, nothing in order. It's just, you know, speaking and just saying what should be said, and you know, what people want to know about. And you know, I think people should understand that that's not, you know, it doesn't, nothing has to be set on paper, like, yo, I'm gonna talk about this, or I'm gonna talk about that, or you know, whether you're doing the podcast, whether you're speaking. Well, if you're speaking, maybe you want to be somewhat organized, but you know, you should never stress about it. You know, just speak from the heart and just be who you are, you know. So if, you know, if you're listening to this, you're on your way to school, you're on your way to work, whatever. You know, I really truly hope you learn something from this, or take something from this, rather, I say. You know, I appreciate, you know, given this opportunity, you know, given this great thing, you know, to voice who I am and what I am. You know, I mean, to everybody that listens to this, I appreciate you all, and I appreciate y'all giving me a chance, and you know, just listening to this average Joe speak from the heart. So, guys, thank you for tuning in, and I'll see you next time.